Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Pel Yoitz, Ayis Aleph, Shir number 75, where we are discussing how to eat and drink properly, according to what the Pel Yoitz is teaching us over here. And he tells us now, V'tzarech lizor loymar divrei Torah l'shulchan. Very important. Doesn't bring the Mishnah in Perkei Avos over here, but he does tell us, the Mishnah talks about a person who is eating and doesn't talk words of Torah. It's like he's eating from zivchei mesim, from the offerings of the dead, which is not a good thing, to say the least. But he tells us, make sure to focus on the positive. You're sitting down to eat. You don't have to come prepared with a dvar Torah. Add stress to yourself about it. No, talking to every Torah, talking learning. Talking to every amuna, hashkafa. There's so many opportunities to think and enhance. We're talking here, by the way, not on Shabbos. Shabbos, of course. We're talking here, it's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. It actually is Wednesday today. And you sit down, you're eating supper with the family, whatever it might be, with some friends, talking Divrei Torah. The food is there because you're a physical being. The ikur is the Torah. I was zoiche to have sudas by my Rosh Hashiva. By my Rosh Hashiva, Aaron Shechter Shlita. And they ate delicious food, but it was more, if you could say, there was a suda of learning. There's no question about it. It was a suda of learning. I remember, I think one of the last times I was by him on Pesach, Chol HaMoed, brought my boys. He was holding a chumash in his left hand and a fork in his right hand. Delicious looking spread on the table. Bacham around the table. Talking and learning. That's what the table has to look like. One of my boys, after we left, he had a knee-jerk reaction. I didn't ask him. We're walking out, and I hear him under his breath. I hear him whispering. He says, "That was special. That was special." I don't know if he even remembers that. I remember he said those words. Now, it doesn't have to be just by Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berlin. It can be by you. You are the Rosh Hashiva of your house. And when you sit down, add the Kedusha. I was also by Rabbi Brag. L'havdil l'chaim l'chaim, Zatzal. Rav Avigdor Miller's son-in-law. Also was regal. He was like a melech also. This is Shabbos. And on Shabbos, after the delicious food, and remember his Rebbetzin would pour orange juice in everyone's cup beforehand. Once again, delicious, delicious food. It's not like you have to sacrifices on the base of Mikdash. You don't sacrifice and have not good food. Have good food. But he would say over Divrei Torah, and ready for this? After he would say it over, he would close his eyes, he would chazer baal peh by heart. He would say from the Me'er Shiloyach and that Kufa, and then he repeated by heart to not just say something and then walk away. What did we say? I don't know, we forgot about it. But he would work on it. And there was also singing Zmiras, of course, and there was also conversation. But this is a Suda. This is that was Shabbos and Yontif, Chol HaMoed. Here we're even talking here during the week. V'lo yavar mikra mishnah. Have divrei Torah by the table. U'kishu becheves ben yadam. And when he's amongst people in barachi, who piv yege chochma lezakris atzma v'acher mimoy. If you are somebody that has something to share it with the table. If you're not of the ability to share something with everybody, learn by yourself. Just learn something by yourself. And he gives an example. That's a beautiful thing to learn at a table. It's a beautiful chizuk. Every year there's a chizuk lo'ilam haba. Or the Mishnah of Chananim ben Kashi Emer, Rotzah Kosh Baruch Hu Lezako Yisrael Yisrael. Don't say Kaddish. Lefichach, here where Lem Tayyar Mitzvahs, Shanem HaRachim, right? Say it. Add Torah to the table. Add Ashkafa to the table. V'chola Marbe, whoever adds more, Harez Meshubach is praiseworthy. Now, I just want to tell you something. In this generation, we have a lot of wonderful Svarim. Whether it's English Svarim, whether it's other Svarim. And you can have a sefer. You can have a sefer that you say, you know what, let's try to learn one little something. I have a sefer that I try to learn. It's good chizik for me to mechazik myself as well, to do this. A little bit tefillah. And then I'll tell you something else. It's always good to do this in the beginning. After everybody has all their food, before, if you are the one who is going to be saying something, if you could say a little something quickly, because you know what happens? Before you know it, everyone's benching is gone. And you lost the chance. Say something, a few seconds, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and that's it. But you added, you know, if you want to say more, you can say more. Harei Meshubach. Now he tells us the importance of remembering B'Shevach HaMagil L'mayla Zichroin Beis HaMikdosh Al Shulchanoi O'meitze V'doeg Al Chesroinoi. Pick up this topic, Mitzvah Hashem, next year, tomorrow, about realizing and focusing on the fact when you sit down to eat that we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh. Put that in your mind as well.